Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 48 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We bring on different guests and communities to learn about them, their experiences in Destiny, and discuss other topics. Your hosts, as always, are Kingsley, Mac, and Sin. Sin, how are you doing this afternoon, early evening?
It's an early day for recording, but I'm pretty good. Can't complain. I'm on the cusp of another six-day work week, which is super sucky, but I digress.
Yeah, we'll put out feels for you to make sure you stay alive for this next week. I don't know what I was going to say, but we'll check in with you from time to time to make sure you stay alive.
Yes, check in with me on the field, and I'll come to you live. We'll do it live.
So yeah, we're recording. We don't have a guest this week. We have some great ones in the works. We're coming up on our 1 year also.
4 weeks away.
Yeah. But we wanted to get a quick episode out here, and we'll try to deal with any noises that I and or Sin might have in the background. So don't mind us if we mute from time to time, but you shouldn't notice anything. I'll just have to bring Sin in every once in a while here. Get him to talk since we don't have a guest.
Yes, I'll be a little more vocal today for sure. We do have a lot to talk about. We got a lot of things we've done this week in game. Got a lot of items checked off the list, I think.
Yeah, and where should we start? Let's maybe talk about what you've completed or whatever.
Oh, let's see. What did I get? I got I started a raid with you all one night, but I didn't finish because it was getting late. And then come to find out.
Scourge.
And then come to find out, yes, when we had an issue when we tried to pull people through, we had to go to orbit and we came back and was supposed to be on the first encounter of the last section. And then it ended up being the second encounter of the last section. But by then, Skull was already in. And I was like, it's a little too late for me now. So. So we went with it.
Yeah. Hey, and I do want to mention, if anyone knows, I have a feeling this is like a bug in the game, because I don't see how Wargiver could have had a checkpoint. But we went in the raid. It was the first time for us for the week, so no one should have had a checkpoint. We went to orbit actually accidentally, because I was fire team lead and a few of us were just dinking around and not getting through the jumping puzzle. And we had some new people with us, and we were just like, okay, let's just go to orbit and rejoin in the main boss area outside. And, you know, the jumping puzzle right before, like the cave and everything. So after the sparrow racing part. And so the idea was for the people that were still in the jumping puzzle area to leave, but actually I was fire team lead. I didn't pass it to someone. So I brought us all to orbit. However, a few people on our fire team had made it to the boss arena, Wargiver being one of them. He had gotten through the jumping puzzle area. So I'm like, oh crap, we're all to orbit, but then I'll pass fire team lead to Wargiver because the idea is he would bring us in on his checkpoint in the boss arena area. But when he loaded us in, he loaded us into the boss arena, but it was phase two. We bypassed the servitor with running the three people underneath running and picking up the charges. And it really seems to me, we should test this again sometime, but it really seems to me, I don't know how anyone could have had a checkpoint for phase two, because we were just at phase one. No one had run the raid earlier in the week. So I wonder if this is like some known, or maybe not a lot of people know it, but some loophole or issue. Not like phase one is that hard to pass, but could be like a way for just wanting to get through the raid faster to not worry about phase one. So if anyone has heard about that or know, let us know. I know some people like to speed run or do little cheesy things in the raids.
Yeah, that was super weird, but it was a good time overall, and unfortunately I missed the last parts, but overall, still a lot of fun. What else did I actually get this week? I finished my Iron Banner quest on my Titan, and I know I switched actually at one point to get the other armor for my Titan, or not my Titan, my Warlock and my Hunter. Mm-hmm. I did do that.
Did you finish any other of like the seasonal quest activities, or had you already finished all of them already?
All my seasonal stuff is done. I think Komodo I finished, what, last week? That was already done. Then, you know, I've been trying to clean up, like, my pursuits tab. Like, I've had, like, little things here and there lingering around. Like, something to turn in for the lectern at the moon. I finished that. Something to turn in. I think I have something in there to do for a forge, like one of the weapon frames I have yet to do. But I'm slowly cleaning up. Like, I know I've gotten the Wendigo recently. We did the vow during whatever that.
Yeah.
I'll be here. The love week.
The love week. Yeah, the Valentine, the Crimson Days.
Crimson Days, yes. So that's all done. Shoot, I don't even know. I've been donating Fractaline and working slowly on my season pass. And I think I'm up to like 87, almost 88 now for my seasonal progression. I'm not going to tap the wall and get to the 20 levels for the artifact, but I'll at least get my 100 levels done.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
And I think you finished yours, did you not?
Yeah, I finished mine. I got to 100 finally, just for not trying too much this season, but I decided to just get a bunch of the Perfect Paradox bounties and other bounties to get it leveled up a little quicker. Yeah, I hopped in that Scourge raid. I was in that one. I was in a couple other Scourge raids. Some people were wanting to run through there that hadn't run it yet or haven't run it that often. I know we got Wargiver. He got his Anarchy, which was awesome. And then we ran One Eater of Worlds, I believe. AR had not run that yet, so we ran through that. Had a lot of fun running that raid. And I love doing that. We need to go back into doing it prestige somewhere for the people that don't have the Telesto Catalyst.
Telesto Catalyst for sure, which I want to get at some point. But I have that and Divinity still to get. And I think you've gotten all of those.
Yeah, I have all the weapons except for Terava.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. I forgot that even existed.
I know. The funny thing is, I wonder if that's still at 5%. I'm trying to remember if it's changed in patch notes, but I rarely see anyone get that. But I have been seeing more people get Anarchy now. I've noticed the 10% as opposed to 5%. You know, if you follow the odds, you know, it's just random every time. But just if you average the odds with it being 10% and having a fire team of 6, that means on average, someone in the fire team will get it every raid and a half. And so I've noticed that more, more people getting it. Usually there's kind of one, sometimes not always, but often there's one person in the raid that gets it each time.
Nice.
It is nice. Yeah. I know people still,
there's a lot of these, exotics that I think get forgotten about. I was looking at, my weapons. When was it? I was looking on Dim. I think it was last night as I was kind of putzing around just cleaning up some stuff. And Xenophage. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember getting it, but then I don't think anybody has talked about it or used it since then. Leviathan's Breath, I don't think I've seen, but the first week that was out, people using it in Crucible. I think a lot of people are just kind of using the normal go-tos.
Yeah. Yeah, and speaking of some good weapons, I did want to have a mini discussion topic tonight about weapons that we should be trying to acquire, especially before this season is over. Paul Tassi's put out articles, and he had a larger article that you can go back and look for of all the good god rolls of different weapons. But he came out with an updated one that his speculation of what he thinks will continue to be god rolls for next season based on what's being nerfed. You know, as we know, Bungie came out with the article saying how Izzy will be changing a little bit. Shotguns, snipers, mostly PvE, fusions, a few things here and there. But linear fusions don't seem to be changing. Sidearms, a couple other things. So the one that's we've known for quite a while, but really is like people are talking about it right now, especially because these are pretty easy to farm if you do this technique. You know, having the sundial as an activity was good because it's kind of like Menagerie. At the end of the encounter, we can pick if you have everything maxed out, you can get like up to 5 rewards, right? So you could just keep saying, give me a perfect paradox or a steel feather repeater or line in the sand and just keep clicking it and have a pretty good chance. Now it's even easier. You don't even have to run Sundial with our Tower Obelisk and with us getting the free Fractaline each week without even doing any bounties for Fractaline. We have a lot of Fractaline to just buy out these bounties of weapons. So as you know, you can pick up 4 at a time. Perfect Paradox, you can sometimes pick up 7. But let's just go with Line in the Sand. This is a weapon that everyone wants. It'll probably still be good next season until we find out if something else beats it, you know, comes up in the ranks. But it's definitely good right now. Very competitive with Izzy. In some situations, it can do more total DPS than Izzy, even though its actual DPS is a little less than Izzy. But that's what you kind of want in raid encounters, is the total DPS. And what it is, in case you're not sure, it's a linear fusion rifle, again, called Line in the Sand. And so go to the Tower Obelisk and buy 4 of the weapon frames of Line in the Sand. And then you can pass them off by just donating 400 Fractaline. And then all 4 will pop. They're available. And then you can collect them and see if you have the God Rolls, which is what you absolutely need. Is Firing Line. That is the last perk. That's the perk where the weapon deals increased precision damage when near 2 or more allies. Okay, so you need that, and then you really also need Rapid Hit for, that's the perk right before it. That's the second to last perk. Rapid Hit gives you faster reload when you're hitting your precision hits, plus it gives you a little more stability. So those are, you know, if you just get, it's fairly easy to get a Rapid Hit, Firing Line, those two together. I was talking to some people last night and they were just in the tower trying to collect a bunch, and it didn't take them too long at all. It didn't take me too long either to, right? And I think Sin, you got one also pretty quickly.
Yeah, I got one. So I think you can basically collect 4 weapon frames at a time, then donate your 400 Fractaline, and then like rinse and repeat. Mm-hmm. And I think you could do it as many times as you want. I think you do get diminishing returns as far as the XP for your season pass. But, I mean, at least you get the shots for getting that perfect weapon roll, which is the key.
Yeah. So the other perks that are good to have, I looked up, at least through another article, what, and, you know, this can be somewhat subjective, but... luckily I have this role, but I guess supposedly the ultimate PvE God role is, you know, you need that Rapid Hit and Firing Line. For your barrel, you want Full Bore, which optimized for distance, increases the range. And then you want Ionized Battery for the battery. That gives you increased magazine size. It increases it to 6 versus 5. So that's super helpful too for getting more DPS. So if you have Full Bore, Ionized Battery, Rapid Hit, and Firing Line, that's good. Range Masterwork is also good. You probably don't need Reload Masterwork, because with all these other reload perks like Rapid Hit and standing in a Luna well already gives you a pretty quick reload. So, and then of course you want to definitely put the boss spec weapon mod on it. You absolutely need that also. And again, this is a weapon more for kind of the typical, we're in the raids, we're hitting the boss, doing damage on the boss during the, you know, damage phase. You know, you can even run this with Izzy, would be kind of the ultimate, you know, maybe do a honed edge shot first and then swap over to Line in the Sand for the rest of the DPS for that phase. So definitely a good weapon to have in your arsenal.
And I just checked, I think I had my perk set to the Arrowhead Break for the first part of that, but the second one is Full Bore. So I have the Full Bore and then the
ionized.
Yep, ionized, and then the other two that better need it. So I'm excited to actually try it out. Yeah. I think it'll be interesting. I don't know. It might be kind of tough to run both that and a linear fusion with some of the mechanics in some of these later raids. Mm-hmm. Just for the simple fact they're mechanic heavy and you got a lot of ag clear. And I think the other way you could do that, if you ran the SMG Recluse, but I think I've had a lot of issues with ammo with running Recluse in some of these raid encounters.
Oh yeah, even though Recluse is primary, we can find primary pretty easily. Yeah, I mean, when I was you know, when I was in, if you're running Izzy, that kind of like makes it so you really just have to rely on your secondary weapon for the ad clear. So if they're closer, you do recluse. If they're a little further, I guess you could do a pulse or a scout, or even a regular fusion rifle, like loaded questions or something. But yeah, I know I don't love the idea of running Izzy in primary and then also linear fusion in heavy, although it does seem to work really well. I could see it working really well in at least both Scourge of the Past and Garden of Salvation. Because all else I was running in my heavy was before was Wendigo. And actually, Wendigo is helpful for the ads too. So yeah, that is a good point. So maybe Garden of Salvation if you prefer something like Wendigo. But in Scourge of the Past, it always was kind of a good idea to run two snipers or a sniper and a linear fusion or a sniper and a scout, because you need to have lots of pick off the snipers, pick off the shielded spots on the boss, the red stun spots on the boss. So I was running map the other night and I had Izzy and I had, so I'd use Izzy for picking off the shield spots and the stun spots. And then when we got closer for DPS, I would mostly do line in the sand, and it worked well for me. I really liked it a lot.
Nice.
Okay, so I just want to go through a couple others real quick. He also believes that Breach Light will be one you'll want to hold on to. And the God rolls for those are, for PvP, he says, while his pick for PvP is Demolicious and Vorpal, he lists a few other roles to get. So some other roles are Outlaw and Vorpal, and the Hipfire Grip and Vorpal. I'm not as familiar with the sidearms, but check out this article and it'll kind of explain.
Yeah, I'm definitely not a sidearm person myself. And I think I kept one Breach Light and that was about it. I have Demolitionist and Quick Draw in mind. But again, I think I just had it just so I have one to play with if I ever wanted to go that route in the future. But there are tons of weapons that I keep that I don't ever use.
I do like using sidearms in Crucible, especially in D1. I used to do that even more. The beginning of D2, I think that's what it was. What was that weapon that we would run a lot? I forget now. But the Vorpal is supposed to shut down supers pretty well. So as you can see, they all have the Vorpal role as a god role. And then Demolitionist or Outlaw or Hipfire Grip as another good perk to get that one going. Okay, let's move on to a sniper, Trophy Hunter. The one for this would be Triple Tap and Vorpal. So even though the snipers are getting a nerf, he says it could be useful to have on hand the only sniper that can roll with the Vorpal weapon, even after the nerf. So it should still do some solid damage to bosses, but also be a preferable option to pretty much every other sniper as a result. You know, and you can use that in Crucible for shutting down supers. And then Steel Feather Repeater, the auto rifle. You know, we know auto rifles are getting small buff, but the Steel Feather Repeater it's pretty good in some situations if you just need to clear a lot of ads. I go through phases where I like it and I don't like it. But if you have Subsistence Swashbuckler as a perk or Feeding Frenzy and Multi-Kill Clip, that's the one that I have. The Multi-Kill Clip kind of works pretty well for me. It almost seems like breakneck, not where like it shoots faster, but it gets more powerful as you go on, and I really like that perk set. So it's a pretty strong auto rifle for the options right now for just being a primary auto rifle. So I highly recommend checking that one out also, just to have, you know, at least, even if you're not an auto rifle guy.
Yeah, I kept one Steel Feather. I kept mine with Vorpal and Slideways, but again, I haven't tried to get a lot of rolls for it. I might be a good one to go for the, you said Feeding Frenzy and Multi-Kill Clip?
Yes, or Subsistence and Swashbuckler. Those kind of work different ways. For me, I like the style of Feeding Frenzy and Multi-Kill Clip better. It's just a more all-around, just easier to know how it works. But
I might try to go for that one then. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, with the Steel Feather Repeater, you probably want to put on a minor spec for that, melting watching the ads for PvE anyways. All right. Well, that's kind of fun. Those are, you know, it's interesting to see where this is all going. You know, we hear about all these nerfs. I hope we'll hear more about a few other buffs coming up, or we'll see how weapons end up being next season, what new weapons come out. I mean, they almost always bring out at least one or two new exotic weapons, sometimes more. And then we can also see how the current weapons work. I would love for even Breakneck to, I know there was a small buff to it, and I believe I ran into one person who says they're running Breakneck again and they like it, but I would like to hear from some more if you are using Breakneck since the latest buff to it. Is it good? Should I break out Breakneck again? Because I loved using that weapon back
when I've really put good. It on. It's okay.
It's okay.
I don't know. This is one of the first seasons I'm not married to like a primary, like a pulse or a scout of a particular sort, anything like that. I just haven't found one that I've really fell in love with. You know, Breakneck's okay. You know, some of the pulses are okay. You know, I found myself recently, Randy's is okay. Patron of Lost Causes I've used. You know, I've really found myself using, last few times I've played PvP, I've switched back to Redrick's Broadsword. That seems to still be a solid go-to for PvP. Maybe not so much for PvE aspects, but for the PvP part, that still works.
But yeah, it's nice in a way. And actually, I forget too, the Braytech Werewolf was actually a pretty good role too. The Zen multi-kill clip. I got at least with that one, you have the it's the slower, harder hitting with a really good range on that. See, that's the problem with the Steel Feather. It kind of just drops off. You got to be kind of that closer mid range where the Braytex, I even remember this from the original one, Warmind, it was like almost like a pulse or a scout auto rifle. You could have some pretty good range with that one. So
that's interesting.
It's a good thing, Sin. I feel like I'm enjoying, I'm kind of usually married to weapons also in PvE, at least for a whole season until they make some major nerf or buff. And I've been playing around with a lot more. I'm looking at my primary slot right now. I want to try Buzzard some more. I want to try Braytech. I like my Sacred Province, my Ostringer. There's a lot of good weapons in the primary and in the secondary too. I've been running Telesto a lot more just for fun. I mean, it's so nice that you can just Telesto, of course, it's Void, but it works really good breaking down any elemental shield. And since I have the masterwork of that, you know, I have the extra ammo.
Right. Which, again, we need to run. One masterwork catalyst, I should say, that I have that I haven't upgraded yet was Prometheus Lens. So I might I might go grind for that while I'm killing time for the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And not actually switching games. If we still need to go and do the Borderlands 3. Mm-hmm. I need to finish the main quest of that. I know we talked a little bit about that last night in game, but yeah.
For sure. For sure. Well, I want to thank and welcome a lot of people have joined the Discord recently and our clan also. Too many to mention right now.
I'd say the two most recent ones that I saw popped up for the clan at least.
Yeah, we should at least look at the clan.
I know Washier, Nalsy.
Skull Reaper.
Skull Reaper, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining.
Thank you for joining.
Thank you for playing.
Thank you for playing. Yeah. For sure. We know that there's a lot of good groups out there. We're never here to like steal anyone away, but
we are.
Maybe you are, Sin. But I have fun playing with it's more about, I mean, yes, we do have a good clan. We always hit our XP rank ups very quickly when the new seasons come out. And but it really ultimately is, I mean, I've been in different clans over time and all the clans have been great, but it's really even just who you just play with and knowing people in Discords. And we definitely have a great Discord. That's for sure. And we're getting a few more people on the PC, Xbox side. I know that's a little lighter compared to the PS4 side, but we are definitely a welcoming clan for our Discord for all three. And Yeah, we try to play on the ones, all the different platforms when we can. Except for Xbox. I don't have an Xbox.
Yeah, and I, you know, unfortunately, I don't have an Xbox either. I thought about it at one point, and I had one a while back, but I don't know. It's, I think if I did that, it would give me reason maybe to put like a console in the bedroom, and then I wouldn't have to worry about sitting at my computer all the time.
That'd be nice,
yeah. To actually play with my PS4 hooked up to my computer, I don't really have a choice on where I play. I'm at the computer all the time.
You're right, regardless, in the middle of everything. Yeah.
So that would be one good reason to actually have another console to play on.
Yeah. Cool. Let's see if there was anything else I wanted to bring up here. I know there was a, we've talked one about. Thing. Oh, I know. The donation amounts that we are at as of right now, and this updates, I think it's a few times a day, but we were at $7,214,507,800. So $7.2 billion.
Was that as of today on Warmind?
Yes. It maybe hasn't been updated since the last time you checked. Oh, wait. Refresh. I guess I had to refresh. Okay. Reverse that.
Almost eight.
It's almost eight. 7.887. So if we keep these trends going, I was kind of guesstimating. I still think this could be true by next reset. Tuesday or Wednesday, probably at the latest, is my guess. We will reach the 9.777 number. I still have some more to donate. And then, of course, we'll all get a bunch more on Tuesday.
I haven't been investing. I've been donating and working on my XP as much as possible.
And then a bunch of us will have our titles.
Yeah, the titles coming up. But one thing Bungie hasn't done yet, I haven't seen them tease about the next season.
Okay, well, here's the thing, Sin. They might give us a few teasers in the TWAB, especially this next one coming up, but I've really learned my lesson. I always thought it was sooner, but they usually don't show the trailers until literally the week before. I know it seems like it's earlier, but really is the week before until they show the trailer.
Yeah, so it seems like
a week before they'll do that then.
They should definitely do them early.
I know. I think large expansions, they will, well, you know, they have various trailers, teaser ones, or whatever, but yeah, so by the time this podcast comes out, it'll be close to reset, and then the Tuesday after is probably when we'll, they've been doing it typically on the reset days, so probably that would be Tuesday the 28th, it looks like. That will be right around, I'm guessing, where we'll get the trailer, and then the next season, what, starts March 4th, I believe, something like that.
Ooh, I mean, that is, yeah, I guess we are around the corner for that. That's interesting. I didn't realize it was that close.
Yeah, we're close. It's just, I don't know that we'll hear too much more this coming week. It might be the week of the 28th where we really hear a lot more. Although in the TWAB on the 23rd, we'll probably hear a little bit, probably. You know, they tend to like leak out some stuff here and there. Plus, right. Who knows? We don't know when we get this community event done. Will it open anything? I'm not guessing it would bring us trials right away, but I hope it brings us something like a pre-opening event, almost like a limited mode PvP activity or PvE activity. Seems like there's that screenshot out there that said 1 to 3 players co-op something. And like, there's got to be something for us getting this done, but maybe not. Maybe we're just going to get our titles and our titles.
It'll be a bigger disappointment than the Quarters of Time.
No, not really. Because we're going to be so close. You know, let's say we get... we would still have a week left. Okay, yeah. So if we get this done at reset around the 28th, 29th... Wait a second. I'm wrong with my dates, too. Today's the 20... Wait, what's today?
Today is the 23rd. Tuesday's the 25th. Thursday's the 28th, right?
Yes. Okay. So when, how much time is in? I was looking at the wrong month. Let me go back to here. I just want to look at to be totally clear here. The season has 15 days. So yeah, it is just a little, it's 2 weeks basically. So it'll be the 10th of March, right? Will be the
When the new season starts.
When the new season starts. I did say wrong dates. Now I'm looking at correct calendar. Forgive me, everyone. So the 25th, 26th should be right around, I'm guessing, when it doesn't even matter. But anyways, right around, I'm guessing, when we finish the community event. Then maybe the 27th, that 12th, we'll hear a little bit more about the season. The 3rd, that week, March 3rd, is probably when we'll get a trailer and hear a lot more about the new season. And then the new season looks like it will start the 10th. So still 2 weeks. We were correct about that. 2 weeks away. But we were coming up on it. All right. That's mostly it for this week. Unless you have anything else.
I was going to say pretty light. Iron Banner's coming to a close. And I've, like I said, I've played a little bit on every character this this week. Probably more Iron Banner than I've played like actually in months. And yeah, I think other than that, it's been a pretty light week. You know, I've seen a lot more people this these past few weeks interested in raiding. I know a lot of people that we've had come into the Discord, like Nalsy, that haven't raided yet or haven't completed some of the raids yet. So that's always a fun time getting people through. So we do need to schedule. Oh, that reminds me. Speaking of getting people through, the Gator. We helped the Gator finish his Legendary Sundial run this week.
Yes, yes.
I think that was early on in the week we scheduled that. So GG's to the Gator for finishing.
The Gator.
For finishing that.
Also, I was in the raid last night. We had Drafty join in. Good playing with Drafty again. Be sure everyone to listen to one of our friends, quote, sister podcasts, but Guardian Down, which Gator is one of the hosts. They had Drafty on last week's episode. So definitely check out all their podcast episodes, of course. But yeah, we know Drafty well, and he was on that last week.
And there may or may not be a teaser photo of a huge shower, community shower
in our Discord. And as always, continue listening to Two Titans and a Hunter, great friends of the show. They have a good podcast because they like to post all the builds and YouTube videos that I always wish I had time, or like I cared to like research and look through. And there's some good gems in there, like cool builds and you know, a lot of the Cheese Forever stuff of little workarounds and whatnot. So they have a fun podcast listing all that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right. Well, in that case, we will start slowly wrapping this up here.
Hey, Craig, what's your favorite dessert?
My favorite dessert is Discord.
Robot cookies.
Robot cookies. Thank you, Craig. That's an excellent dessert. Excellent dessert choice.
Speaking of, I was looking. So TikTok, ever since you posted something in Discord about TikTok, I've been going on these rabbit holes of TikTok videos. And yeah, not fun, because I lose like hours of time at a time. Somebody was the guy making this Manhattan. And I don't know how you normally would make a Manhattan, but I know it's bourbon whiskey. You got some sweet vermouth and some bitters. But what was really interesting of it, and I've never seen anybody make a Manhattan before, but the interesting part to me on this one was that he burned a piece of wood and then turned his glass upside down to actually smoke the glass.
Yes.
Then he mixed the drink and then, of course, garnishing it with a little bit of orange twist and a cherry. It, you know, I don't always do a bourbon. I've had some Basil Hayden, but that looked delicious.
It is just good. I've had that. Yeah,
and just the thought of smoke in the wood was cool. So that might be my next try.
You should do that. That's becoming a very popular mix. And I have a friend who used to be a bartender. He mixes drinks constantly still. And I was over at his house where he did it at a friend's party. And he just had like a little wood chip or something that he just kind of burnt and did that technique. And it's really good, especially with the orange and the little bit of smoked flavor built into it. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I think I might have to go to the liquor store after we're done recording, since they're still open. So,
excellent. Well, good thing we got this recorded before you turned into a drunkard.
I know, right? Or expire for the night. Because I do have Bamboo still, so I would fall else fails, I have that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we don't have any other housekeeping this week. No new reviews or anything. So we would just like to remind everyone who is listening, if you haven't joined the Discord, please feel free and do that. It's a great area to talk about Destiny and find people to play with. As people who've joined have found out, it really is true. We're not just, you know, tricking you with that.
No. And as the song goes, everything I do it for you.
For you. Yes.
Sorry, Stacy, I'm not going to sing it. That's as good as it gets.
Oh, you've sang some good things in the last week. We're going to have to
get it. You got to actually catch me when we're recording.
Yes. All right. Well, Sin, where can people find me? No, where can people find you?
People can find Kingsley at Kingsley Mac. But you can find me on twitch.tv/SinMedia and on Twitter at Sin_Media. Kingsley, burn that wood. Take us out.
You can find me as Kingsley Mac on PlayStation, on PC, on Twitch when I stream occasionally, mostly raiding. And you can find me as MC Kingsley on Twitter. You can find our show, The Guardian Hub, through the website, theguardianhub.com, and on Twitter as The Guardian Hub. So thanks, everyone, again, for listening. We really, really, really appreciate it. Have fun this week playing Destiny or whatever you're doing. And have a good day, good night, whatever, whenever you're listening.
See you later, alligator. The Gator.
Bye.